Today, thousands of us who love Jerry Connolly are mourning a terrible loss. And he's a singular figure in our community who had just an incredible, immeasurable impact. And that impact is etched in every corner of Northern Virginia with things that he worked on that made our community a better place. And the impact is also etched in the many, many lives that he touched, mine being one of them. So it's a hard day and a terrible loss for many of us.
Yes, indeed. For his many years in politics, he certainly made his presence known across our area, whether it was advocating for transportation improvements, such as the Silver Line out to Dulles, or advocating on behalf of federal workers, certainly once he was in Congress and well before. Talk a little bit about what you think will be his lasting legacy among the many things that he touched during his time in politics.
There are so many tangible things in our community. The Oakton Library that he got built as Providence District Supervisor, the Mosaic District in Merrifield, the Silver Line Metro Extension project where he kept the faith for many, many decades when it could have failed, the Jerry Connolly Cross County Trail, which traverses almost all of Fairfax County, 40 plus miles that he stitched together as chairman of the Board of Supervisors. So there are those tangible things, but there are so many intangible impacts that he had on people's lives, from those who were closest to him, myself, and all of the staff members whose lives he impacted, to thousands of people who he had a kind word for when they were going through a struggle or who he helped in their moment of need. Stories that never make it into the newspaper or onto TV, but had a real impact on people's lives. That was just the kind of person that he was.
What was his passion for someone who spent so many years involved in politics? What drove him? What was his passion?
He studied for the Catholic priesthood, and I think he brought a pastoral element to his work in public service. He really felt like he, as a leader in the community, had a duty to serve all of us with every fiber of his being. He put his mind, body, and spirit into the work that he did on our behalf each and every day. And I think probably it came from that pastoral mindset that he had.
As someone who is involved in local politics now and someone who is running for Jerry Connolly's seat in Congress, what did you learn from him that has influenced your political perspective?
Well, campaigns and politics are the last thing on my mind today, but I'll say one of the things I learned from him about life is you have to bring the humor and humanity into even the most difficult moments and days. And we had a lot of tough days together working on Capitol Hill, wins and losses. And even on those toughest days, he was able to find the light in it and make the work fun so that we could wake up the next day and go at it again. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us in our various professional and personal endeavors, something that I try to carry forward.